This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the True Word of God. I am Apostle Vernon Whitaker with Pastor Betty Whitaker of First Church Bible Fellowship Ministries in Port St. Lucie, Florida. We want to welcome you to our show. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Chief Apostle Vernon Whitaker from First Church Fivefold Fellowship in Port St. Lucie, Florida, along with my lovely wife, Pastor Betty Whitaker, Apostle Betty Whitaker, and all the church members and friends and fellowship at First Church Fivefold Fellowship. We want to say, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We are located at 2865 Brighton Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34953. And if you're looking for a good church home or you just want to come visit us, give me a call at 561-718-2361. And I will give you direction on how to come to the church. And if you want to come to church and fellowship with us and praise the Lord and lift up the name of Jesus, give me a call at 561-718-2361. And we are located at 2865 Brighton Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida. And if you just want to send us a donation to keep us on air, a donation for the radio station, a donation for the church, you can send it to 2865 Brighton Street and make it in care of First Church Fivefold Fellowship Ministry. Amen. Because we believe that God is doing something at this hour, at this time, at this moment. This truly is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in. And that is the motto that we say every Sunday at First Church Fivefold Fellowship. And why we say that? Because we know that the enemy has come to steal, kill, and destroy. And when he comes, guess what? I got something for him. He will not, he shall not, and he cannot take my joy. He will not steal my joy, because the joy that I have, the world did not give it to me. This is the day that the Lord has made. Think about it. This is the day that the Lord has made. And we truly will rejoice and be glad in a day I have never seen before. When I got up this morning, I said, Lord, I thank you for this precious day. Lord, I thank you for my wife. I thank you for my children, my grandchildren, my great-grand. I thank you for every member of the body of Christ. Lord, I just thank you, Lord. But Lord, because we are still alive, and while I am up, while I'm upright, while I'm still breathing, Lord, I'm going to confess on Jesus Christ and preach the word. Yes, I'm going to preach the word, give somebody the word, because somebody need this word today. I don't care whether you're old, young, rich, poor, male, female, whatever you're going through, whatever the situation is, it is a word for you. I don't care what trouble that you're in, that this is a word for you. Oh, my God, it is the word of God. I don't care what you're going through. If you're looking for an answer, all you have to do is pick up your Bible. Open up your Bible and read the word. Yes, the word. That's why we call this the true word of God. Oh, and we do have an email, and it's firstchurch12@gmail.com. And if you want us to pray, you can call me after the radio station, and you can call me at 561-718-2361, and I'll be more than happy to pray for you. You can call 772-221-1100, and I will come and agree with you and pray that God will move on your behalf and whatever situation you're going through, that we know that it's already done. Amen. This truly is the day. And I just believe that God's going to heal somebody today. I believe God is going to deliver somebody today. God is going to do a miracle in your life today. And I just want you to know out there, all those that are listening to the sound of my voice, that God has given you the power over your enemies. And if you believe that Christ has come to set the captives free, then deliverance is for you. And if you are a believer, then Jesus Christ has given you the authority to represent him. And you can find that in Mark chapter 16, verses 17 through 18. And it says, these signs will follow those who believe. In my name will they cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. And they will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. I want to lay the hands on the sick of somebody today that you may recover. I want you to know that you can cast out demons by your own self, because God has given us the power over our enemy. And I think that is the problem with the church today. We don't realize how much power and authority that we have on the inside of us. We need to stop running. We need to stop being scared of what Satan, of what his demons, of what his imps is trying to do in our life. Don't you know that the enemy is up under your foot? Oh, I'm trying to help somebody today. I don't care what kind of situation that you're going through. You can stand up and you can speak to that situation if you are a child of God. Now, you got to believe in Jesus Christ. Now, that's the key thing that you have to do. You got to believe. You got to believe. And once you believe, it says signs and wonders will follow those who believe. Oh, yes. If you're a true believer, if you believe on the Lord, signs and wonders shall follow your works. And you will be able to cast out demons. And you will speak with a new tongue. And you will take up a serpent. If it bites you, it won't harm you. If you drink anything deadly, it won't harm you. If anybody trying to send some voodoo or witchcraft or trying to put a curse on you, guess what? It won't have no effect whatsoever. Why? Because you have the power and you have the authority. And every believer, let me tell you something now, every believer, if you truly believe, have the ability to cast out the devil. Yes, you do. You have the ability to cast out the devil. And a believer that does not cast out demons is like a person carrying a gift card but never using. It's just like you got a MasterCard and you go somewhere and you don't have no phone, but you won't pull out your MasterCard and use it. We got to understand that every believer have the ability. You don't have to be a preacher. You don't have to be an apostle. You don't have to be a teacher. But if you a believer, guess what? You do have the ability. And our problem is we don't know how to tap into the ability what God has given us. And we know that Jesus Christ was able, in the form of a man, was able to tap into the ability, into the authority, into the power which God has given him. So we need to learn how to tap into that ability, tap into that power. We need to learn how to speak over those situations. We need to learn how to face our enemy and not be afraid and not run because of what he says, and not run because of what he does, and not run, but stand up to him and not let him bully you no more. Yes, we got to understand that when you come to Jesus, you come in the need of salvation, and you came for the release from the grip of the devil and from that lifestyle that he's given you. But once you are released, now check this out now, you should show a sure sign of spiritual growth in Christ. And the manifestation of signs of the believer. Yes, yes, when you are released, when you are set free, you got to show some kind of growth in your ministry. You cannot stay in the same place. You cannot stay on the same level. Come on, somebody. I'm trying to help somebody to get to that next level. You got to be able to grow and grow in Jesus Christ. And the reason why we're not growing, because we don't know that we have that ability. I'm trying to help somebody understand that you do have the ability. I don't care what kind of situation you're in now. You have the ability. I don't care what you're going through now, but you have that ability. So now when you come to Christ and you ask Christ to save you and come into it and be your personal Lord, guess what he did? He gave you the power. He gave you authority if you truly believe. And you cannot. Listen to this now. You cannot go around in the ministry of casting out devils and walk in the full of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Even Jesus was able to cast out the demons. Even Jesus gave his disciples their power to cast out the demons. Unless you believe in deliverance, if you are not fulfilling the entire purpose of Christ for your life, as outlined in his word. Now, God has given us our purpose, and God has given us our training, and now God has given us that we should go out and be able to set somebody free. How can you deliver somebody if you don't know you have the ability to do it? How can you deliver somebody when you're not delivered yourself? So you truly have to be delivered and know that you have the true power and you have the true authority what God has given you. Yes, Jesus did come to set the captive free. He could have sat in heaven. He could have loosed fire on the devil's head, but he came down as a man. And as an example to us that we can resist, yes, we can resist the attack of the demonic forces in victory. If we resist, the Bible says, if you resist the devil, he will flee. And somebody need to resist that temptation that you're going through. Somebody need to resist that situation that you're going through. It's nothing but the enemy trying to attack you. And one thing that I do know, when the enemy attack you, he's not attacking you just to be attacking you. He's attacking you because he knows that there's something greater in you than you realize in yourself. Yes, there's something greater. And God has put something in us that is great. And we need to learn how to not let the enemy come in and take what God has given us. We need to learn how not let the enemy come in and have his way in your home and on your job and with your children, with your husband or with your wife. With your circumstances, we got to be able to stand on the front line. Yes, when you become a believer, when you become a disciple of Jesus Christ, you are getting into the spiritual warfare. And yes, you will be put on the front line. So we got to be able. I say we got to be able to learn how to speak the word of God over that situation. It's not by your power, but it's by the power and the word of God. So when you try to do things in your power, that's when you get messed up. That's when Satan come in and have his way. That's when Satan come in and tear you down. But when you are in the power, when you have the authority of the word of God, and nothing that Satan can do. I have learned that in my days in the ministry. It is the power. It is the word of God. And when you speak the word of God, and when you have power and authority, signs, showness will follow you. People will get healed. People will be delivered. Come on, somebody. The blind will be able to see. The dead will be get able and walk when you have the power and the authority what God has given us. And guess what? God does not take no pleasure in watching the devil and attack and destroy his children. Jesus had already hijacked the devil, gave us the keys. Now he sits on the right hand of the Father and watch to see what we're going to do with them. He give you the power. Let's not just take the power and just sit on the power. There's a lot of people today that have gifts that God has given them, and you're sitting down on the gift that God has given you. You're sitting down on the authority God has given you. You're sitting down on the power as God has given you. You need to learn how to get up and be able to use their power and be able to use the authority that God has given you. And we should know the strategy of the kingdom of God. We should know that in this generation, that we have a spiritual balance, that we can dig up the wells of our forefathers and draw on their inheritance. But we need not to follow the tradition of men that was designed to keep peoples out of their promised land. Know who you are in Christ. And this is a problem that I'm finding that a lot of Christians are having today. They don't know who they are in Christ. They don't know whose they are in Christ. And once you find that identity, and once that you can identify with Jesus Christ, and once you realize that you are a child of God, and once you realize that you have the power and the authority of God, then you know who you are. And once you know who you are, now you'll be able to use that power and use that authority. Right now, the body of Christ is so weak because we don't know who we are. We don't identify with Christ. We are not imitating Christ. We're not walking like Christ. We're not thinking like Christ. We're not doing the things that are above. We are trying to do what the world is doing. We should be different from the world. We should be separated. We should be a peculiar people according to the word of God. You got to know who you are in order for you to overcome your enemy. You got to know who you are when you're going through that situation. You got to know that you are qualified. You got to know that Jesus Christ qualified you. You got to know that you are justified. You have to know that you are sanctified. You have to know that you have the authority, and we will do greater works than what Jesus did on the earth. The strategy of God's kingdom is this: God will come to this earth. And Jesus told Peter in Matthew 16, 18, and 19, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So we need to know what the keys represent. And the keys represent the power and the authority that God has given us. And he brought those keys and he brought their power and authority from heaven and put it on earth. And he gave that to his children. So now when we bind, you got to know what you're binding. Come on, somebody. You need to bind up that situation. You need to bind up that alcohol. You need to bind up if you're a lesbian, a homosexual. You need to bind up if you're a liar, a backstabber. Whatever you're going through, you need to learn how to bind up that strong man that's coming into your house, that's coming into your life, that's taking over, that's taking control over your children. You need to be able to go in your house and bind up every demonic force that's in your house. You need to go into your house and bind up every unclean spirit in there. And you bind it with the word of God. And when you bind it, you need to be able to send it somewhere. Just don't bind it and keep it in the same house. And guess what? Sooner or later, that strong man will get loose again. You need to bind it and send it to the abyss. You need to bind it and send it to the outer darkness. We need to learn that we have the power. We need to know that we have the authority. We need to know that God gave us the authority to bind. And when we loose, come on, somebody, we need to loose the Holy Ghost. We need to be able to loose the anointing that's in our lives upon this world. We need to be able to loose. Come on, somebody. I'm trying to help somebody to learn how to bind up situations and learn how to loose it, because you have been given the power and the authority. And let me tell you something, if you don't know. Don't you know that you are the devil versus nightmare? Once you grasp the revelation that you was born to terrorize in the darkness, if you just stop running from that situation that is designed to take you out of the will of God. And that is the purpose of Satan, is to take you out of the will of God. Satan knows the power. Satan knows that you have the authority. So what he tried to do, he tried to confuse you. He tried to keep you all upset. He tried to keep you running from different situations so that you will not gain the truth. So we need to know that the truth is that once that you believe in Jesus Christ and you accept him as your Lord and Savior and allow him to come into your life, now you are truly, truly been made free. You are free from the darkness. You are free from the power of Satan. Satan have no more authority over you. Guess what? Now you can command. Now you can decree and declare that you have the power over your enemies. Oh, I'm trying to help somebody today. I don't care what you're going through. Knowing that you have the power, if you just was to just stand up and begin to believe on Jesus Christ, if you put it in your heart and you have a heart that believes, and if you just look at the word and begin to speak the word and speak the word with confidence and speak the word with power and speak the word with understanding, the devil don't have no other choice but to flee. The enemy have no other choice but to leave you alone, and he will leave your family alone. So now what we need to do, we need to pray that God will give you the burden that has set people's free. And once your heart become heavy with seeing that the devil is holding captive the people whom you have daily contact with, you will have a hunger to see souls that not only delivered from sin, but also set from demonic control of Satan and his evil spirit. Yes, we have to take the burdens of our brothers and sisters. We need to learn how to pray for one another. We need to learn how to stand in the gap for one another. We need to learn how to protect each other once we are believers. Oh, we need to learn how to come against Satan in every fashion and in every form. We need to learn his devices. We need to learn his tactics. We need to know which way he's coming. We need to learn how to cut him off at the pass. We need to learn how to hit him in the head. We need to learn how to give him a black eye on every turn and on every corner. Oh, I'm trying to help somebody here today, that you got to be able to do what God has given you, and he has given you the keys, and he has given you the power and the authority in order for you to do what God has given you. And God has given us the revelation of every believer, and that we have the authority over hell. Binding and loosing is a high level of spiritual warfare, whether you believe it or not. And every time you get up in the morning time, you begin to pray against your enemy, you are on a high alert. You are on a high level of spiritual warfare. Yes, that is spiritual warfare, praying against your enemy, praying and binding your enemy. And when you confront your enemy, guess what you do? You forbid him to operate. And when you lose him, guess what you do? You cause a breakthrough in the spiritual realm. You pave the way through a warfare prayer, and the will of God is released. Oh, let me tell you. In Matthew 6 and 10, it says, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven." We need to know that there is a spiritual warfare. Oh, we need to be able to do spiritual warfare on all levels. Every believer, I say every believer that believes in Jesus Christ are in spiritual warfare. When you say that you love God, when you say that you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, don't you know you go from the bottom of the hit list to the top of the hit list? It's nothing but the spiritual warfare. It's spiritual warfare. When you get up, you got to do spiritual warfare. When you go to bed, you're still doing a spiritual warfare. And when you make a spiritual connection, when you engage your enemy in prayer, you are actually coming in agreement with heaven. Then the keys are given to you to shut up every demonic activity, and breakthrough happens when you have that connection, when you engage in your enemy, when you come into agreement in heaven. And how you pray has a lot to do with how you are affected you are on earth. Your prayer life, come on somebody, I'm trying to help somebody to get a good prayer life. Your prayer life determines how effective you are on the earth. If you don't have a prayer life, they say little prayer, little power. Much prayer, much power. You want some power, you got to be able to pray. You got to be able to pray. You got to be able to pray in order to get some power, in order to have some power. Let me tell you what James said. James told his church that they did not have what they was praying for because they was not praying the right prayer. You asked and did not receive. Come on, somebody. All because you asked amiss. That you may spend it on your pleasure. If you are not praying the right prayer, then the will of God cannot be operated in your life. Then when you're praying the prayer out of your flesh, fleshy prayer does not move the heart of God. Let me tell you what really moves the heart of God. When you have a godly, a heartly prayer, when you are sincere in your prayer, that's what moves God. Just because you are emotional, that don't mean move God, but you have to have a heartly. You have to be right in your heart in order for God to move. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm trying to help somebody that when you pray, be right in your heart when you pray. Be sincere in what you pray. Come on, somebody. That's what really moves God. I don't care how you slob. I don't care how you cry. But if it's not right, God ain't not going to move. You got to have a heartly prayer. Come on now. But a kingdom-minded person have the apostolic attitude is not drawn to the corner. He or she is drawn instead that which calls the kingdom of God to come. And once you get delivered, you got to learn how to maintain your deliverance. In order to be an effective deliverance worker, an intercessor, a minister, you need to practice what you preach. Now, I can stay on that for hours because there's a lot of people preaching, but they ain't practicing what they preach. We have some preachers right now that's preaching the word, but they're not practicing what they preach. We have some ministers, we have some evangelists, we have some prophets that are preaching, but they're not practicing what they preach. Whatever I preach, that's what I practice. I'm the same way today, same way you hear me now, I'm the same way when you see me in person. Whatever I preach, I live what I preach. I live what I preach. My wife lives what we preach. I don't preach nothing but the word of God. It's not my thought. It's not what I think, but it is the word of God. I truly live what I preach. I truly believe that I am a child of God. I truly believe that I do have the power and authority. And I know that I'm walking in the anointing what God has given me. So let me tell you, if you're preaching one thing and you practice something else, that means you're not lining up with the word of God. You got to line up with the word of God. You got to stay in top condition. You got to stay in top condition. And with Paul, I said in 1 Corinthians 9, verses 26 to 27, "I don't know about you, but I'm running hard for the finish line. I gave it everything I got. I'm not sloppy living for myself." So I'm doing what God has called me to do. I am being able to listen to the voice of God. And this is where we are falling short body of Christ, we are not hearing the word of God. And when we do hear the word of God, we are not adhering to the word of God. We are not doing what God had instructed us to do, because we think what God is saying, it may not fit. It might make us uncomfortable. It might take us out of our comfort zone. But yet, sometimes we need to get out of our comfort zone. Sometimes God want to take us to the next level. But he can't take you to the next level when you're still in that same comfort zone. So sometimes it may not feel right, but yet you got to be able to trust in the word of God. You got to be able to know that God has your back. You got to be able to know that God is not going to leave you in the wrong direction. Yes, yes, yes. We got to stay alert and be in top condition. And I'm not going to be caught napping. And I'm telling everybody else all about it. And what they are missing out on. It's easy for believers to recognize Satan as evil, but it seems to be difficult for some of us to see that our flesh as evil. Sometimes we give the devil too much credit. Sometimes it's not all about the devil, but it's all about you, all about your disobedience against the word of God. Sometimes the devil don't cause you to do things, but sometimes I believe that we do what we want to do because that's what we want to do. And we make it and we lie and say, well, the devil made me do it. The devil ain't made you do nothing. You had it in your heart, and that's what you really wanted to do. Come on, somebody. Stop giving the Satan all the credit and realize sometimes it's you because you're disobedient, because you're not following the word of God. Sometimes God tell you to do one thing, but your flesh is a mess. Yes, it is. It's a hard thing. Oh, my God. It's hard sometimes to go and do when the flesh is acting up. Yes, it really is. If you're looking for a good home church, come visit us tomorrow morning. Our Sunday school start at 10 o'clock. Our morning service start at 11. Give me a call at 561-718-2361. And our address is 2865 Brighton Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida. And we truly believe in doing what God has called us to do. Yes. Yes, this is Chief Apostle Brandon Whitaker from First Church Fivefold Fellowship, along with my lovely wife, Apostle Betty Whitaker, and all the family members at First Church Fivefold Fellowship. We're about getting ready to go off the air. Come on, y'all ready? This is our motto. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Yes, truly is the day that God has made, and we are thanking for what he had already done. Yes, yes. Be good and serve the Lord. Thank you for listening to the true word of God with Apostle Vernon and Betty Whitaker. I want to invite you to worship with us this Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We are located at 2855 Brighton Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34953. If you would like more information about our ministry or this program, you can call us at 561-718-2361. Join us next week at the same time for the true word of God.